The Haines School graduates 21 students, and the Chilkat Challenge Triathlon is back for its second year. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. The Haines High School class of 2018 graduated Tuesday evening. 19 of the 21 students attended the ceremony, donning green and white caps and gowns while reminiscing on their school careers. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
The Haines School gymnasium was packed with family and friends, young and old, eagerly waiting to watch the seniors receive their high school diplomas. The event began in traditional fashion, with the graduands entering the gymnasium to the Haines School Band's rendition of Pomp and Circumstance. After the students took their seats, Principal Renee Martin welcomed everyone in attendance and introduced salutatorian Tulsi Zanow. During her heartfelt speech, Zanow expressed excitement at the prospect of starting down a unique path in life.
Up to this point, our paths have all virtually followed the same direction, with our differences blended. Now is the time to make our differences stand out. It's time to blossom into our own unique forms and add our own colors to the world.
She urged her fellow classmates to take an active role in creating the life they want to live.
We will not go through the motions of life. We will be the life, forever fluctuating with it. Not being dictated by it, but by choosing how we respond to it.
After concluding her speech, the school concert choir performed two pieces. Graduate Keegan Palmieri led the way with a strong solo during One Call Away. Then it was time for the commencement address from paraeducator Rochelle Galinsky. She has had a long history with the graduating class, having taught them in the fourth grade when she first joined the teaching staff back in 2009. She described how nervous she was that first day.
The students eyed me up and down. One little girl with big, bright brown eyes said, "Who in the world are you?"
During her speech, she reminisced on her time spent with the class of 2018 over the years and spoke to each student's unique qualities. She reminded them that they can have a profound impact on the lives of others.
That you have the wonderful ability to inspire others wherever you may go. Remember that every day presents the opportunity to touch someone else's life.
After Galinsky's speech, Principal Martin introduced several students who had received special honors. Molly Ekstrom, Seth Waldo, Martin Fowler, and Taylor Olson were recognized for their participation in the National Honors Society. Next, Ekstrom, Olson, and Zanow were recognized for achieving academic excellence. Two students, Carl Schultz and valedictorian Molly Ekstrom, were not in attendance due to prior commitments. Student body president Seth Waldo was more than happy to step in and deliver the commencement address on Ekstrom's behalf. Waldo drew on his basketball announcer skills to hype the crowd.
Good evening and welcome to the Haines High Gymnasium.
After delivering some one-liners and recalling funny memories, Waldo became sentimental.
I'd like to thank the parents, the people of Haines, and everyone that has believed in us and helped us get to this point in my life. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you guys. Don't worry, the class of 2018 and I will make Haines even prouder.
Diplomas were presented to each member of the graduating class by School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri. At the end of the ceremony, each student moved the tassel of their cap from the right side to the left in unison before throwing the hats into the air.
Having met all of the graduation requirements, I present to you the Haines High School Class of 2018.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha.
After a successful first race in 2017, the Chilkat Challenge Triathlon is back this summer. The nearly 40-mile race takes paddlers, bikers, and runners down the Chilkat River through Haines to Chilkat State Park.
The race, of course, is all about celebrating the river.
That's Gershon Cohen. He's the project director of Alaska Clean Water Advocacy, the organization hosting the race.
Aside from the fact that it's going to be fun, it's a way for us to appreciate as a community what the river provides to this community.
The race consists of three legs, a paddle, a bike, and a run. At 37 miles, the course is a bit longer than last year. Cohen says he expects the number of participants to at least double from 2017.
We're already about double of our registration from last year, and we have 5 weeks to go before the race.
The course is changing slightly.
We'll still start the paddle on the morning of July 1st at Mosquito Lake. And this year, the paddle will go from Mosquito Lake to Clukwan.
There are a few more options for paddling this year. Participants can kayak, canoe, or stand-up paddleboard.
We don't have any takers yet on that. I would personally love to see a stand-up paddleboard go down the Chilkat River.
In Clukwan, racers will get out of their boats and hop on bicycles.
At the parade grounds, they will get off their bikes and start to run. And the run is a little longer this year. The run will go all the way to Chilkat State Park.
Organizers will be borrowing chip readers from June's Kluane Chilkat International Bike Relay to make transitions between race legs smoother. Registration closes on June 15th. Participants can sign up in teams or do the whole thing alone. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.